Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to In the Studio with Linus. I'm back. If you missed me, I changed it a year or so ago and went to Wednesdays with my psychic reading. But I always had a good time on Sundays. I love it. So I'm back. Yippee. We're at our original starting psychic readings on Sunday. So let me go back. Welcome to Psychic Readings with Linus. My co-host is Brenda, but I don't know if she'd be with us today. But I do have Nina in the chat room. So, yes, the chat room is open. If you have questions or concerns, whatever, let Nina know, and she will bring it online. Also, the new moon was just, I think it began on Thursday, just to let people know. Now, the phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. You know how good Linus is, and now she has a co-host, Brenda, that brings a psychology viewpoint on readings. I am back and in effect. Did you miss me? Because I'm still shooting from the hip when I do readings. I've always enjoyed doing readings, and to be back on Sundays is great. So for the month of June, every ninth caller will receive a free reading from me. That's a value of $60 if you were to call me and get a reading. So, 1 hour reading from Linus, normally a $60 charge for free. Join me and Brenda for good news and readings. Also, from time to time, I will be giving out metaphysical information regarding understanding how to read your body physically when it is talking to you, and also updates on the moons, full and new, and how it will affect you. So, I've got a couple of callers already waiting, so I'll tell you what I want to do first is the prayers. I always start. That's one thing that I didn't do when I was here before on Sunday. So, every show I start with five prayers, and then we'll start the readings. So thank you for being patient, callers. We'll be with you just shortly. Oh, and also, let me tell you this. The psychic reading show is on the Essence of Success radio network. The prayers that I'm going to be reading to you is on the essenceofsuccess.com. On my website, the prayers are listed. You can read them from the website, or you can print them up to you. Just print them up, and you'll have them there that you can read them. My suggestion, these five prayers, that you read these prayers for 21 days straight. Do not stop or hesitate. 21 days straight. Log the things that are happening for you, because believe me, they are going to be good. They really are. So log or make a ledger each day as you do these five prayers. And at the end of 21 days, I want you to tell me what good, what has transpired in your life. Not only good, some changes for the better, but it will occur. Okay? All right. First prayer. Love provides us every day with financial abundance. For God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. Love, so be it. It is already done. Thank you. I am that I am. Love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Dear love, Enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it, thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it, thank you. Love opens all portals of money and let it flow constantly for us with no beginning or ending here and now. Love's blessings pouring out from known and unknown spirits of past life, present life, future life, from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. And the last prayer is the cleansing prayer for your mind, your spirit, your soul, and your body. And I would tell everybody, yes, say all five prayers, but this one, if you're going through things in your life and it's not adding up, you might want to say this prayer. Love, we are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, the angry, the evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. So I hope that those prayers will help you. And sorry for the little disturbance. I have a cat that I guess he decided he needed to be in here with me. So, okay, and I hope you enjoyed those prayers and you're blessed by them, and hopefully, you know, things will change for the better. So, without further ado, I shall bring up the first caller, and we shall begin. Oh, and remember, I forgot to say this, y'all, every ninth caller gets a free reading. That's $60 you ain't got to pay. So, keep calling, keep calling. All right, first caller is up. Do this. Okay.
Hi, Lennis.
Good afternoon. Hi, this is Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. How are you doing today? Sound a little down.
No,
how are
no,
you doing?
I'm just a little tired.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can pick it up in your voice. Okay, so what can I do for you today, Miss Jean?
I'm wondering what you see going to happen in the next, 30 to 60 days around career.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. I see bubbles all around you, so it must be that there's a lot of, I don't want to say activity, but in your career, it's just bubbles popping, which is good. It's like you're completing things, that's done. Now you go to the next thing, that's done. So where you're at right now, I see you're doing good. You're accomplishing where you're at. But I'm just seeing all these bubbles. You're doing a lot of things. Are you trying to condense things where you're not working so hard?
I'm trying to find a new position.
Okay, okay. Spirit is telling me there's something that you need to finish up there before you can move on. Are you working on a project or are you closing ideas
not really.
Or something? It's almost like you have to finish up something there and then move on. Let's see. Yeah, Gene, I'm not really picking up. a new job. I just see where you're at. And
okay.
I see something you need to finish there. I tell you, I keep seeing these bubbles popping all around you as far as your work. And I just think it's completion begin, completion begin. So do you want to give me a little bit more information maybe? What are you changing jobs because what? You're not satisfied or it's too much work and you're not being paid enough?
Yeah, I'm not being paid enough.
Okay, okay, well, that helps. So they've got you doing 3 or 4 hats, but yet you're only making $10 an hour. I know you make more money than that, but I'm just saying that's what they've got you doing. And it's not fair. You're not being paid for your education and your skills. Okay, now I'm seeing federal government speaking. Why am I seeing federal government and speaking? I see you going into the federal government, but you're speaking. You're working, but you're speaking. I'm trying to see if you're a trainer. Is that what you do? Do you train people in certain things?
No. I'm in sales.
Okay. Well, I see you working for the federal government, but you're speaking to people. So evidently, when you get on with the federal government, there's a product or something that you're going to be teaching people about this product, whatever that, you know, it is. Let me check with my girl Nina and see if she's picking up anything. Nina, did you pick up anything?
Yeah, I did, Lennis. I picked up that she's going to be getting a raise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, it's in the works from what I can pick up. I don't know how long that's going to be. It seems like it's going to be fairly shortly.
At the current
place. At the current place that you're at now. She's
at the place you're at now. Yeah, I'm not picking up any new jobs for you either.
Okay.
No, I barely saw the federal government one. I keep getting it that she needs to close something there. She wants to move on. But if she gets a promotion, maybe there's a closure there. Maybe that's what it is, that they're finally going to pay her for what she's worked.
No, maybe that's it. But, you, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't see anything at all as far as a new job. But I did see the raise.
Well, that's good news. Okay, well, thank you both.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, you're most welcome, Jean. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller up, area code 775. This is Lennis. How can we help you?
Hi, Lennis.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ross from Reno. I was hoping to be the ninth caller.
That's okay. Let me get your name correct. It's Ross, R-O-S-S. Is that it?
R-O-Z.
Oh, R-O-Z Roz. Okay.
Roz.
You know
R-O-Z.
What's the only other Roz I know like that? She's a comedian.
Yes,
she's on the circuit of comedian. Yeah, real good. Okay. Well, Roz, I'm sorry you're not the ninth caller, but you know what? What can I do for you, woman?
Let's see. I think I want to ask a question about career also.
Okay. Okay, in your career, I see you traveling.
Okay.
Ooh, you're traveling so much that at points you get tired of it. It's like you're always up and down, getting up in the air, going somewhere and coming down. But it's okay because it looks like where you're going, you're very accepted. I mean, they're glad to see you wherever you're going. Are you entertaining now, woman?
Well, that's no, I'm not, no.
Oh, okay, because I see you speaking as well, but I see you traveling. You're just going, your job entails you doing a lot of traveling, which in a way is good because it's always good to see new places in the United States or cities, what have you. Let's see, career. Well, you're doing good where you're at. I just see it going further. You're doing more stuff.
Okay.
There's a pinnacle you're going to reach in June.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to take you up. Yep, I see it now. There's a pinnacle you're going to reach, and it's going to be good. So I don't know. Do you like to travel? Because I'm feeling that that's going to be part of the job.
I hope so. I really, really do hope so. I'm not traveling now. I want to get this invention out on the market, and hopefully that's where the traveling will come in.
Well,
because
that's
what I'm doing now, I need to put that to an end. That's just, you know, not – and I'm doing good there, but like you said, I just want more.
Okay. Well, then it'll come. Because like I said, I see you traveling, and once you get to that destination, they're glad to see you. So whatever you're bringing to that city when you get there, you'll be quite welcome. But you'll be doing a lot of traveling. And when I say traveling, it's like, wow, you're back home, it's Wednesday, and you got to turn around Thursday morning and go right back out again. So that's what I mean, up and down, you kind of get tired. But, I mean, you're going to get paid and things will go well. You know, that's just part of what you're doing, the job or whatever that you're trying to bring. So, you know, anytime we're trying to do a business or do better, whatever it entails, that's what we got to do to get the people to buy it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so, but you're well received and accepted when you're going, so that's what I see you traveling. But like I said, in June, you reach a pinnacle, so whatever, in this month of June, you reach that height, and it's like, go.
Okay,
I'm looking at a stop sign, and it's green, it's go. So, yep, you've reached it. And by the end of August or September, you're going to receive some big answers. I see something, too, that has to do with ice cream that you're popular about. Okay, I don't know. But I'm seeing something with ice cream. But the latter part of August and the first of September, you're a go. It's like, as they say, written in concrete. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever
I have a question to ask you. I don't know. Do you know anything about numerology?
That's Brenda.
That's Brenda. Can I ask Brenda a question?
Well, Brenda's not on right now, so.
Yeah, she's not on right now, and I'm sorry. Would love, because she's a numerologist and very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on for an hour, so my suggestion is maybe call back or stay tuned. Yeah.
Listening in, and when Brenda comes on, we can bring you back on, and then you can ask her that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'll stay tuned. Yeah.
You're very welcome, Roz.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Was there anything else from my end?
Let's see. No, I just want to know about career.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, your career looks good. Yeah. Your career looks good. I don't see any problems there. Like I said, June, you reach that pinnacle, and it's just uphill all the way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nina, did you feel anything?
Just a lot of respect. Roz, you have a lot of respect from the people around you, and whatever you are doing, keep doing it, girl. You're doing right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, because she's so well-received when she's traveling around.
Yeah,
you know, they're glad to see her. Yep.
That's
business. We ain't talking about relatives and friends. This is your
business. Right.
Yeah, they're glad to see you.
I can't wait.
And you go for it.
Now, Rosalyn, I'm going to tell you, I did those prayers when I began, those five prayers. I'm going to tell you, go to my website, The Essence of Success. .com. It's all one word, the essence of success.com. Go click on prayers. You'll see the five new prayers, and I'm telling you, if you say these prayers for 21 days in a row, I guarantee there'll be bigger things going for you than what's going right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Okay.
Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's THESSENCESUCCESS.com.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'm going to listen in the meantime. I'm going to go and look on your website, but I want to listen in and wait on Brenda. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. And also, Roz, you can, you know, if you got a printer there, you can print those prayers up. So you just have them.
Okay.
You know, you get up in the morning, you can read them and go about your way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure will.
Definitely been a, and they work, let me tell you. One lady, her family increased $25,000. Another lady mm-hmm. got a better job. She just called me the other day. So,
mm-hmm.
yep, the prayers work. They are a blessing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. well, just stay tuned, then, and we'll try and reach Miss Brenda again.
Okay.
and reach her again.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're,
very
welcome.
Yes,
all
thank
right.
you for calling.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
Put you on hold. Okay, so Nina, what do you think? Do you think we should try and call Ms. Brenda again?
Yeah, you can try. She's not usually that sound asleeper.
Yeah.
Unless something came up.
Do you have another phone? Or
no, I
oh,
don't.
Wait, I was gonna...
But I can just put myself on hold here and go that way.
Oh, and call her?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then I'll go on with some other stuff because I just went to get my phone. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, while Nina's getting ready, let me repeat some information. The name of the show is Psychic Readings. We'll be on every Sunday at 3 o'clock, how I began when I started my network. So tell your friends, family, anybody that you know, she's back at 3 o'clock on the Essence of Success Network. And that number again is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And we're on every Sunday at 3 o'clock for an hour, or we can go past an hour depending on, you know, who we're helping and what's going on. Now, I would like to give people a heads up. I know we're starting June now. We're starting summertime. And you just have all kind of activities going and coming and things you're doing. So I want to tell you about your human body and things to watch where your body will tell you as a warning or as a gift, as a good thing, for things to watch with your body. Now, we'll start with the head. If your left eyelid twitches, that means something is going to make you angry. If your left bottom lid twitches, and I mean start twitching good, baby, something is going to piss you off to no means. So remember that. On your left eye, the top lid, if it twitches, something is going to make you upset. But if that bottom lid starts twitching, be prepared that something is going to make you very angry. Now, on the right side, your right eye, the lid at the top starts to twitch. Something good is about to occur. You don't know what it is, but it's letting you know because it's twitching. If your lower right lid twitches, well, that gum is something extremely good is going to happen for you. Whatever it is, you're going to be smiling, laughing, crying, but it will be good. So that covers the eyes. Now, to your stomach, sometimes people feel at their stomach like you get an odd feeling. You ever been around somebody or maybe you're doing something and you just, something ain't right. Your stomach just feels quirky or unease. I'll put it like that. When your stomach is telling you that, back up and look at the person or what you're doing or what you're eating because food, too, can warn you. But more than anything, your spiritualness in your stomach, which is, I think, the third chakra down, will let you know. So if you get a funny, and same in your chest, too. You know, maybe in your chest you kind of get an odd feeling. If you're around somebody or doing something, stop what you're doing and check it out. Check it out because your body is warning you through the spirit that something just ain't right. Now, the other thing is your hands. If your left hand, and I know a lot of people have experienced this, your left hand itches, you're like, oh, what's wrong? My hands are clean. Why are they itching? Your left hand is itching to let you know you're getting ready to receive some money. How much money? I don't know. I'm not going to say because your hand itches real bad, it'll be a lot of money. Or if it itches less. But when that left hand itches, you will receive money. When your right hand itches, and that help, that happens too, when the right hand itches, it's warning you that you are going to be spending money for whatever. It could be for a house, a car, or maybe you're going to get groceries, whatever, but you're going to be spending money. So remember that. The left hand, you will receive money, and the right hand, you will spend money. Now, the other part of your body is your feet. Have you ever had your left foot start itching underneath and you're like, what the hell? That is telling you you're going somewhere. You're traveling on land that you've never been before. It's new to you, and it's just letting you know where you're going. Maybe it's a vacation, maybe it's work or whatever, but your foot is itching you, just letting you know this is somewhere you've never been before. Now, if your right foot itches, yay, yay, you're going someplace you've been before, and you'll feel comfortable about this destination. Because on the left foot, it's unknown, but the right, it is. Okay? So I hope y'all remember this. Maybe you jot it down or what have you, but I hope you remember it. So remember, left lid, something good is going to happen. Your lower left lid, your upper left lid, something's going to make you angry. And your lower left lid, if it twitches, something's going to piss you off. Your right eye, upper lid, something's going to make you glad. Your lower right eyelid, something is going to make you extremely happy. Something very good is going on. When you feel a funny feeling in your chest or your stomach, realize it. Look around your surroundings, see what's going on. Your body's trying to tell you something ain't right. It could be physical, but it also could be on the outside, your surroundings. Your left hand itches, you're going to be receiving money. Your right hand itches, you're going to be spending money. Your left foot itch, you're going to an unknown that you've never been before. And your right foot, you're going to a place that you know before. You feel comfortable. So, anyway, just to give you a little bit of that. And we've got a caller online, so let's bring her in. Area code 716, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Audrey.
I'm sorry, could you say your name again?
Audrey.
Audrey, okay. Well, how are you doing, Miss Audrey?
Good, how are you?
Oh, it's a good day in the life, no complaints. Yes, ma'am. So what can I help you with?
I have a relationship question.
Okay.
I just want to see where my relationship is going with my man named Sean. It's
okay,
very intense.
That's it. I just need the first name. Audrey and Sean. Okay. Oh, my God. The first thing I got up, he's picky. He's almost so picky, it's almost like somebody picking their nose. He's a picky person about what he likes and what he wants. I see that he has a good heart. He has a good heart. He's strong. Understanding with him is not always easy. It's almost like sometimes you feel like you have to explain to him three times. Do you get it now? Okay, that's what I was saying the first time. And he'll get it and understand because you feel like he's not listening to you. And in a way, he's not. He hears you, but he's not hearing. But by the third time, he's like, okay, I hear what you're saying. You know, but that's just him. I mean, he's kind of flighty in his thinking and his ways, and that's okay. I mean, everybody, we all have our personas, how we are and our characters. I see that he makes good money. He's working. I see this man in a suit. And he likes to buy things. He likes pretty things. He should be showering you with gifts. Does he buy you pretty things, Audrey?
Not right now, because he was going through a divorce.
Well, this is his character. He likes to buy pretty things for the person that he cares about. So
yeah, he did in the beginning, and right now with his financial, like, you know, the divorce is almost final. So
he'll be there. I'm going to tell you this. He'll be there with you. You're right. He is going through, it's not that bad, but, you know, you could light a match on it. What he's going, I'm not talking about you now, what he's going through. But he will come back to you because I see him at your front door. Through all this, whatever, he's coming back to you. There's something about you that he feels there was a void in his life. You complete him. You know what I'm saying? Mentally,
so
spiritually, and physically. I'm sorry?
So is it more than physical?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You complete him spiritually, mentally, and physically. He feels that. That's why I say I see him at your front door. When all this is said and done with his divorce, he's coming back. No doubt. He is coming back to you. So, yes. Your relationship, if it's at a low right now, don't worry about it. Don't get upset. It's just that what he's going through. And he doesn't want you exposed to the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He likes
you. Yeah, he tried to keep me out of it.
Right. That's right. Yep. So you know what I'm telling you is right. He's trying to keep you out. But once it's completed, it's over and it's done with, then it's going to be you and him. But you're the woman that he's been looking for. He feels like he made a mistake with his wife. He thought that was it, but that wasn't it. You know how sometime in your life you just feel like you're missing something, Audrey? You don't know what it is, but it's just something you're missing that needs to come into your life. Well, this is how he feels about you. He kept.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell me. He doesn't say anything. He's very silent.
Well, that's because. Now, Audra, I told you sometimes you have to tell him things three times. His understanding, he gets it. Okay. Okay. Just because he doesn't say it, don't put it down. Just say, like, you know, you two might be together, and you could just say, "Oh, honey, do you like this?" Or blah blah blah. You know what? I love you. You love me? And, you know, he'll more likely say, "Yeah, I sure could enjoy hearing that sometime." You know, you don't have to be bad about it. You know, make it fun, light, and airy. Because, you know, when we nag or put it on a man, "Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing it?" It just pushes him away instead of bringing that man to you and your feelings. So
yeah, you can't do that to him.
Right.
I know that.
That's what I'm saying. Just, you know, be a little patient. But when he comes, of course, you two will be molding a relationship how you two want it to be. But that's what I'm telling you. You're fulfilling a void in his life, like something he's always missed, and he didn't know what it was. He met you, and now he knows. So it's going to take a little time on his behalf to finish up, you know, on his end, but he's going to be there with you. And you know how much he's going to be there with you, Audrey? Stuck like glue, girlfriend. So, you know the old saying, be careful what you ask for? He'll be there.
Right.
Stuck like glue. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. No, I see that he has a good heart. He's not a bad person. But there's been a lot of shouting and arguments and people taking money and using money that he's had to deal with on his end. So, you know, a lot of confusion and misunderstanding there, and also revenge and bitter, which I hope he never goes that way, because he does have a good heart, so I hope he maintains that. You know what I mean? Like, let go, let God.
I told him yesterday to forgive himself and let it all go.
Very good. Very good, Audrey, because we forgive ourselves. It's not for them, it's for us, so that we can have a peace of mind. You know,
right.
And whatever happens after he forgives them, hey, life goes on. You've done your part. Now let God do his.
Right.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
That was very good. That's very good of you. Because a lot of women, when they have a boyfriend, they don't tell them that. You know, forgive yourself. Okay, it was a bad situation. But forgive yourself and forgive that person. And keep it kicking. That's how
right.
I feel. Just go on. Yep, y'all
yeah,
be together.
Okay.
I see in 3 years from now, you two will be together, but I see in 3 years from now, you guys are going to do something big, like either purchase a house a boat or some land together. But it'll be big in 3 years. So look forward to that. Yeah. And it's because both of you just, I mean, money comes in, you're doing good, but it's just like, you know what, let's do this. It's me and you, we've been together, you know, and he's had time to, because, you know, you don't want to just jump back into another marriage. Be together and love each other as friends first, and then, of course, go on to the other level. But, yep, y'all will be together, like I said, stuck like glue, but it's something big that you both, you know, like, yeah, why not, you know. You're like, well, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, why not? Get a bigger home or either buy a boat or buy some property maybe in Puerto Rico or something. You know, you might decide to, that's your vacation spot for you too. But yeah, but in 3 years, it'll be something big. Very happy about that.
I'm getting my settlement because I was in a car accident and my back got messed up. So I'm supposed to get a settlement this year. So hopefully that'll go through.
And Audrey, it will. I'm seeing August, and I have one thing to ask of you. Please don't let people know about your money.
That's what I was going to say, too, Ennis. This is Nina, by the way, Audrey. Yeah, don't let on that you've gotten your money when you do get it, please. You keep that to yourself and the amount to yourself.
Please.
Okay.
If you let people know, you're going to have, let me tell you, if you let people know, you're going to have hardships, you're going to be bitter, you're going to be angry, and then you're going to be mad at yourself that, why did I allow this? Well, you know when it started? Was when you open your mouth to let them know.
Okay.
So if you don't, you'll be fine. Now, I'm not saying, you know, like if you have bills to pay or rent or mortgage, yes, go ahead with that. But as far as people coming up to you, Audrey, like, did you ever get your settlement, Audrey? I know you've been waiting a lot. Girl, no. I'm still waiting, hopefully by December. And you could have it right now. It could be $100,000 sitting in your bedroom. You don't let nobody know that. Nobody.
Okay.
Say you got blessed. Hey, God bless me with $1,000. You know what I mean? If somebody comes to you and asks, say, well, you know, God bless me with $1,000 and I'm just thankful for that, trying to make my way. You know, can I help you with $50? You know, something like that. But dare not tell them. No, do not. Okay, do that for me and Nina. Just keep it to yourself.
Do,
and I'm telling
use
you.
That,
go ahead, Nina.
Use that money for yourself. Do what you need to do with it. And other people can find their own way, but you need to do this for you because nobody else is going to. So please do this for you.
Yeah,
really,
I want to purchase a house get out of where I am.
Yeah, no, I feel very, very strongly about that. Like there was warning signs that flashed as soon as you said that.
Yes.
So please, please be careful.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Just keep it to yourself. And, you know, if you got an extra $50 or something, maybe you and your guy go out and say, oh, dinner's on me this time. You see what I'm saying? Nothing much. It's a little of money. But if you say, hey, let's go on a cruise. I'll pay for it. I'll pay for both our tickets. Back up. Hold, bump, pump. As the kids say, pump your brakes. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Right.
I'm just living here, making the best of it. And even when you get a house, I got a blessing. Don't run around and tell people that you're buying a house. You say, you know, I'm interested in looking, but whatever. You know, hey, you could be closing at the end of July.
Right.
You know, they don't know that. They're just like, oh, Audrey's moved into a house. Yeah, I finally got the money to be able to. Oh, so you got your settlement? No, I just kind of gathered things together and I was blessed.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Me and Nina are seeing, because if you tell, it's going to be bad. So that's why we can see it. And we just know for you, it will be like heaven's door open up, you know? Just bless, bless for Audra, not anybody else.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying once you did it, if you, you know, you want to help somebody out, give money to the church or give a homeless person $10, you know what I'm saying? That's okay. But don't let them know the amount of money. It's just you're blessed. You got a little change in your pocket. That's it.
Right.
And people won't bother you.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
And
don't
promise anybody. Don't promise anybody. If you said it before, like, oh, well, when I get my settlement, you know, I can give you a couple of thousand to help you out. You'll never see that money again in this green earth. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Okay. It wasn't what I thought. If you said this before and said, oh, well, you know, I get my settlement, help you. You said, you know what? It wasn't what I thought. I mean, I didn't get that much money, y'all. Wasn't that much. Just enough that I can make it. They'll leave you alone. Okay. I mean, you always got one or two asses that'll come up. You could have $10 in your pocket, and they want five of that.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, so Audrey, as Nina said, make yourself happy, because this blessing is for you and you alone. So you want to get a house? Audrey's house. Furniture? Audrey's furniture. Car? Audrey's car. Okay?
Okay. I hear you. I hear you.
Your wheels are turning like, ooh, I hope I haven't talked too much. No, like I said, you can play it down. And people ask to play it down and say, no, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, so.
Okay. I know.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed to accomplish some of those things that you've always wanted to do. You're going to have a man in your life that loves you. He loves you dearly, going to be stuck to you like darn glue. So, you know, good things are happening for you. Just stay right on that even keel that you're on. You're doing good. And get my prayers off of essenceofsuccess.com. Say those prayers for 21 days. It'll balloon like you have no idea.
And what? It's what? On SS what?
Essenceofsuccess.com.
Okay.
One, write out the whole thing, essenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, click on prayers, and it'll bring up. You'll see.
Okay.
Five prayers. And say them for 21 days straight, all five, every morning or night, whenever you know, at your spiritual time. But say it for 21 days straight. Maybe even do a ledger or a log and see how the good things are changing in your life for the better.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And, hey, thank you for calling. And God bless you, honey. Your future is bright. Don't ever look
thank
back.
Goodness.
Just keep going forward. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing good.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
God bless.
God
have
bless
a wonderful
God
day.
Bless.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Nina, you know, oh. Hi, this
what?
Is Linus. You're on the line, 775.
Hi, I spoke with you earlier.
Oh,
it's okay,
Roz. Then. Yeah, she's waiting.
Yeah.
You're waiting to see if Brenda come. Okay, I'll let you stay in.
Okay.
You're here with us. You weren't able to reach her, huh?
No.
Nina?
No,
okay,
I wasn't. It went to message, so.
Yeah, she must be asleep. Well, anyway, you know what, Nina, because, you know, we had this last Wednesday about the young lady, remember, and she was helping all the people and her money was almost gone.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about that, don't you? I think we should discuss it. I know it's 15 minutes left of the show, but for people that are either getting settlements, awards, maybe got lucky and hit the lotto or scratch ticket, you know, God bless you. I want to, and I want Nina, too, to speak to you about when you receive money like that, to please don't go out and tell everybody. I know you're happy, you're crying, you're jumping up and down. God knows it's a beautiful blessing, but for it to continue to be a blessing for you, you must keep it to yourself and not tell everybody. Now, I understand if you're married or maybe you're in a relationship, you might want to share, but as far as, you know, letting everybody know, oh, I got this amount of money, because now you're putting yourself in harm's way. There are going to be people that are going to approach you that may not have the best intentions. They might be looking at you as a payday, okay? Or to misuse you, get money from you that you will never see again. So it's better than when you receive a large amount of money, first, sit down. Be happy, yes. I can tell you, be happy, thank God, whatever that you do. and then sit and think, okay, what am I going to do with this money? Paying so many bills, what's got left, maybe I'll go get a new car, update a car, whatever. Then after that, if people come to you and say, oh, I see you done got this or that, so yeah, you know, took me a while, but I got it. I'm blessed. I'm there. Because the minute you tell people, oh, my God, I've seen people lose friendships, even relatives destroyed, just over money. Over money. Money is not going to get you to heaven, folks. It's not going to get you what you think you want in life. Because if you're not spiritual with yourself to be a good person totally, mentally and physically, that's just a facade. And you're part of it, too. So, Nina, did you want to come in? I don't mean to be fussing. I want the best for people, and I don't want people to get used.
Well, that's just the main thing, too, is when you win or receive a large amount of money, that's a blessing from wherever it came from, and it's a blessing from God and the universe, a blessing for you. And you use that blessing to take care of you first, because that's what has to happen. Because once you are looked after, then you have the mental, physical, and spiritual energy to help those around you. So once you are looked after and you are totally looked after, then sure, you can help other people, but help other people silently. Don't bring up the money, especially a large amount. Like, I just won some money. It wasn't a major amount of money, but it was enough to pay off a couple of bills. Jim and I are still in debt, but that's okay. People knew we won the money because it wasn't a large enough amount that people were going to be banging on my doors. But honestly, if you have money, keep it to yourself. You need, like I said, to fix you first. And then from there, you can help others. But fix yourself first. Fix whatever financial problems you have. Do the things you need to do for you first. Then you can go on.
Mm-hmm. Amen, and always keep a little bit in savings, whatever that is, so that if you get a crunch time, you got something to fall back on. Yeah, always.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I try to. Mm-hmm. And if you're blessed to be debt-free, then, hey, that still doesn't mean you got the money to go out there and help everybody under the sun. It just means now that you're able to enjoy yourself and maybe do some of the things you weren't able to do before. And also, that can mean like helping people, but, you know, maybe you're enjoying it now, you got a little extra money. For me, I didn't become debt-free until in my 60s, so I don't know, you know, other people, whatever that your bills or whatever, you could be put in a position that, hey, now I'm debt-free, I don't have to worry. That's true, but still have your savings and enjoy you. And if you can help other people, then, you know, so be it. Then be blessed.
Exactly.
You know what I do when I give people money on the streets whenever I see them? Mm-hmm. And I always try and give $5 or $10, not a dollar, enough that they can go get a hamburger or a cup of coffee or something. But I always tell them, God bless you. God bless you. Because they'll tell me, oh, God bless you. God bless you. You know how they do to you. I said, no, God bless you, because this money comes from God, not me. So use it well.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just my little way of like, you got to answer to God. You ain't answering to me. So if you do wrong by it and go in there and get you a bottle of wine or liquor instead of getting you a bite to eat or bus fare, hey, that's between you and God. But I'm blessing you through God. You thank God for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And just a reminder, our number here is area code 646-727-2914. We've only had 3 callers so far. Come on. There's only another.
Trying to build up to that 9th caller to get a free reading. Well, one thing for sure, we'll be here every Sunday now at 3 o'clock, so I sure hope that y'all will enjoy. In fact, since we've got time, you're on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and we have shows from Sunday to Saturday. So, Nina, why don't we talk about the shows a little bit? We have time for that. And if we get another caller, I'll bring you in. Okay, so, of course, Sunday is Psychic Readings with me at 3 p.m. for 1 hour. And on Monday, we have LNB Empowerment Show. And this Monday it's about?
We're going to be celebrating the conclusion of our 21-day challenge. We put a challenge out to everybody to change a habit or start a habit, whatever they feel was necessary to do. And this will be the conclusion of the 21 days, and we're going to celebrate tomorrow night with a glass of water, a glass of bubbly, whatever you want to celebrate with. And we're eager to hear what habit you changed or what habit you dropped. So, yeah, tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
All right. And then on Tuesdays we have Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and I'm not for sure what Brenda's bringing on Tuesday. Do you know, Nina?
Yes, I do. It's the Brilliance of Tapping Yourself Happy or Healthy, EFT. So Brenda's going to be telling us all about tapping, and it's something I'm really interested in, so I'm really happy that she's got this for her show on Tuesday evening.
And I want to tell the listening audience, if you don't know anything about tapping, please listen in, because I started tapping about a year ago, and let me tell you, it does help. Whether you're in mental stress or something's wrong with your body and you're tapping, it's amazing. It starts to feel better. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're upset about something and it's got you crying, you start tapping, and before you know it, all of a sudden, you stop crying. You don't even know why you're crying. It doesn't matter. It's really good. So I tell everybody, please listen in. That is going to be good. And then Wednesday is In the Studio with Linus. Now, the show is at 7 p.m. at night. I'm going to tell y'all, it's going to be a party. They done made a mistake and let me come on at night. You know I'm crazy. And I talk about everything. So we will still have the show In the Studio, where it begins with entertainment news, news of the weird, and then, of course, whatever sports is going on that week, and then whatever the topic may be. So, and when I do entertainment news, yeah, I'll be talking about these entertainers. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, or if there's good gossip, oh, laugh with me. Come on in. So anyway, that's Wednesday In the Studio at 7 p.m. for an hour with Linus. And then on Thursday, we've got Filmcology with Brenda at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And Brenda's discussing
the movie Philomena. It's a documentary, movie documentary about a woman named Philomena that gave up her child back in the 50s. And the trials and everything else that she went through. Apparently she was a Roman Catholic, so of course we know what it was like back then in the 50s. So this should be quite a lively discussion. So stay tuned for that. Brenda always brings a really good twist on things with her psychology and films together.
Yeah, she does. She does. Okay, thank you. And then Friday is Friday Traffic Jams with Linus. It's 1 hour of music from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. If y'all haven't heard my traffic jam, you need to come in because I set it off. And last week, I did for the teenagers, the youngsters, with Eminem, Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, and all that. This week, I'm doing country because I love country music, too. So we're going to do some country this Friday. Each Friday, I try and do something different and enjoyable, of course, for everybody. So I'm doing country, and I think after that, I might do a show of rock. Now, prior to these shows, you can always go into my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to Friday Traffic Jam, just pull it up. I did a show just recently with Keith Sweat and Luther Vandross. Yeah, that was good. Or I did one whole show of Luther. And then it was Keith Sweat and, I can't think. Who was it that I had with Keith Sweat? Oh, Phil Perry. Yes, it was. Keith Sweat and Phil Perry, so those were good. So do tune in. My philosophy for Friday is that it's been a hard week. You're on your way home. I want you to listen to some music, because you can also, if you have iPhone or whatever, hook it up in your car or at home at your computer or your tablet and feel good that by the time you get home, you got a smile on your face and love in your heart. Hopefully. I hope that's what it does for you. And if not, if you're just listening to the music, well, shoot, I hope you're shaking the booty and tapping the feet then. All right. And then we come to Saturday, Time to Love with Lydia. She comes on at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 5 Eastern. Now, before I have Nina tell me what she's going to be talking about, y'all, I got to go back and listen in archive to her show, because her show Saturday was funky to flow, and I really wanted to be there. I was out and about and came back, Jesus, it was over with. But anyway, I'm going to have to listen to that show. But she's all about love, and it's just beautiful, because we are. Everything is about love. It's what it's supposed to be. So
exactly.
Nina, what do you know what she's going to be talking about?
The topic on Saturday is going to be being a love warrior.
A love warrior. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, that could go any way, folks.
Oh, sure can. That's going to be interesting. And then we come back to Sunday psychic readings at 3 p.m. with Linus. I want to go back real quick to In the Studio that comes on 7 p.m. Wednesday night. I do have a topic. I'm sorry. We're going to be discussing, because of summertime, about health, using the correct PC or whatever they call that you put on your skin.
SPF.
You know, SPF. Thank you, Nina. We're going to be discussing that, and that's for all races. I'm not just talking about white people, because black people tan too, and we need to put that on, as well as Latinos and Asians. So, yeah. And then we're going to talk about, oh, and also with health, you know I'm going to jump on what y'all wear. Yes, I'm going to be talking about the thongs. I'm going to be talking about them little tight little pants that you don't need to be wearing where everybody see your yes, ma'am. So, yes, we will discuss clothing for the summer as well. And then we're
going to
discuss
and Lennis is going to be on later at night, so you know it's going to be an honest topic, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be live. And then we're also traveling. As you're traveling, you know, maybe little things that you didn't know that just give you a heads up on some things when you're traveling with your luggage and things you need to have with you and when you get there, information. So one thing I will say this, just as a note, in traveling, before you go anywhere, you should always copy your driver's license, your credit cards, your medical stuff, and put it somewhere that if something happens, a person can go to your house and get it. Okay, so I'm telling you to do that in your house. But that's very smart. Whether you're traveling within the United States or outside of the United States, copy all your most important information to you. And then just put it away, and if somebody has a key to your house or your mom, your sister, whatever, something happened, they can go on and get those two pieces of paper and say, hey, I got it. I got everything I know. So just a little side note there. But
yeah,
anyway.
I give all that information to either my son or my best friend while I'm away. That way they've got the information, and if it is needed, then nobody has to travel anywhere to find it. They've got it in their hands. So I do give them a copy when I leave. That way, well, actually, I've given it to both of them. That way they both have it. And if anything does happen and I need that information fast, I can go either call either one of them.
This is true. I do, too. I have a shop. Whenever I go, I always give it to her. So,
yeah.
In fact, she does that now with their sorority group sisters, that when they leave, Nina, at least a couple of girls in their sorority knows where either those group of girls or this person went. They always leave information and everything back. So, yeah, I like that about them. Well, they travel all over the place anyway. But they always make sure that somebody has all their information. Yeah. So, well, I've enjoyed today. Gee, thank you, Jean, for calling. Thank you, Roz, for calling. Thank you, Audrey. And I'm sorry we didn't get 9 calls, because if it had been, one of y'all could have been a free one-hour reading. But you know you don't have to wait to be on the show now. You can go to my website, click on Intuitive Reading, you got me, and I'll do a reading. My cost is $60 an hour. So anyway, no problem. If you decide that, you know, you want that, let me know. So I'm going to close out the show now. It's been a good coming back on Sunday doing psychic readings. Thank you, everybody, for welcoming back. And I expect to see 10 or 15 of you next Sunday, okay, so we can get this going again. Nina, did you have anything else to say?
No, I just wanted to thank the callers for calling in, and anyone listening in the archives, thank you so much for doing so. We do appreciate you guys tuning in to us.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. Always go to the archives if there's any shows that you missed, because they're good. All the shows are good. All right, well, we're going to close out. Thank you so much. I always say hugs and kisses, everybody, because it's the same in any language, anytime. So remember, give somebody a hug and maybe a kiss on the cheek, or you know what's even better? A hug and a smile. You can always smile, too, and make somebody's day. All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Thank you, Nina. Within my life with you, heaven opened up its gates, and peace of mind came shining.